You are listening to the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
My theme for the sermon today is meditation. God in His Word says, take some time every day to be alone with me and meditate on what I am telling you in the Scriptures. Then you will be adequately prepared to face what life is like in a broken world. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, at times our hearts are restless, and we know not what the future holds. But grant that that great message that comes to us in song, you hold the whole world in your hand, will bring us comfort and peace. Today, O God, as we try to meditate on your word, help us to understand that you are the God who has created us, you are the God who has redeemed us, and you are the God who wants to work in a personal relationship with us. Speak to us through that word. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in Psalm 65, and I move from one verse to the next. Here the psalmist says, "When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions." Verse 5, "You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth." You're the one who stills the roaring of the sea, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship in righteousness. We will worship Him alone.
Friends in Christ, during the last few days, we have celebrated the 4th of July, a time when we are reminded of our national freedom. Did you take a little time to meditate on what a blessing our freedom really is? Perhaps some of us spend just a few minutes, but the tendency is for us to become so busy with picnics, family reunions, and different forms of recreation that there is no time left for meditation. In fact, I think we ought to ask ourselves the question, do we really know what it is to meditate? Do you have to go to college and take a course in meditation to really be able to meditate? I don't think so. And the reason that I don't believe that that is necessary is simply, I watched my grandfather as a kid, a man who understood what it was to sit and meditate. I remember my grandfather, who was at the height of his delight when he could sit in his rocking chair on the porch with a copy of the Boston Globe newspaper and a White Owl cigar. He worked on that paper for a long time, giving serious thoughts to some of the articles he read, especially the editorials. Grandpa's roots were in southern Denmark, close to the German border. His father was Danish, his mother was a German, and where he lived was a border town. Sometimes it was under the rule of Germany, and then at other times it was controlled by Denmark. There he lived for the first years of his life. By the time I began to get acquainted well with Grandpa, it was around the year 1934, and I was a boy about 10 years of age. Sometimes he'd talk to me about his boyhood. He'd talk to me about Denmark. He'd talk to me about Germany. And then he would talk to me about the real problems that face that part of the world right now. He would talk to me about the man named Hitler and what would really happen if that man came to power. It was evident that Grandpa, with little formal education, knew how to meditate on the world problems as he knew them in his not-so-busy world. Today, where it's a very fast-moving world, his grandson, even in his retirement, spends little time in meditation. He doesn't meditate with a newspaper, even. He is a part of a society who does well to glance at the headlines and skims only those articles which have some special interest to him. Do you really know what it is to meditate? That's a very important question because the Bible talks to us about meditating. God's word makes it very clear that meditation plays a vital role in the Christian's spiritual growth. The Bible counsels us to meditate on God's word. Listen to the psalmist. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. I am the one who turns my eyes heavenward and makes my confession. Now let's see how this works if we are really going to meditate on what the Heavenly Father is saying to us. And the psalm that I have for our text today is Psalm 65. Here the psalmist is busy at work meditating. He doesn't just tell us all that he's going through his mind, but you can be jolly well sure that there have been some very, very serious moments when he is alone with God. I'm going to break this down because it comes so naturally into four parts. First, he talks about meditating on what it is to have the forgiveness of sin. In verse 3, he says, "When we are overwhelmed by sin, God, you forgave our transgression." Just stop and think, if you took that verse and went aside for a half an hour, and then began to ask yourself, what does that word overwhelmed mean? Yeah, we can talk about our sins, but what does it mean to really be overwhelmed with them? Now, what would be one of our sins so common? Perhaps it could be the treatment of a loved one with whom we live very closely. Perhaps it could be our example to our children or our grandchildren. Perhaps we are overwhelmed when we stop and let those words that we uttered play back in our ears. Words that perhaps are profane or sharp or unkind or cutting that brought a tear to the eyes of those whom you love so much. Maybe it was anger, a temper tantrum in the presence of your child or your grandchild, a temper tantrum that they could carry with them until death. And there I sit. Now, it's not just to list them, but it is to meditate on them. It's to let our defenses be broken down. It's to not to try to find an excuse for why we did what we did. It isn't to try to find someone that we can blame for all that took part in our conversation or our behavior that day. But it is rather to ask ourselves, why did I do it? Was it just a mistake? Or did I have a motive behind doing it? Was I trying to get even with somebody? You see, when we meditate, just let our minds go. The psalmist has put it so well, we are overwhelmed, we're crushed. These are the right words. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us through the Word of God as it digs deeply into the innermost parts of our soul. Now, there are some who would say this would be very unhealthy, because it would leave you with a tremendous amount of guilt and certainly a very poor self-image. But then notice what the psalmist says here. It is so very, very clear. When we are overwhelmed by our sins, God, you come and forgive us. And right when we are in the despair of this meditation, overwhelmed, suddenly we hear right from the Word of God, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In other words, he is saying, there is no peace for your soul if you just try to disregard the way that you're living. There is no peace for your soul if you're trying to rationalize and blame somebody else. There is no peace for your soul if you want to take it that you're a pretty good guy. But when we come clean and lay all of those sins before the throne of grace, before the cross of Calvary, where Jesus has suffered and died as a payment for the sins of the world, when we take a spiritual bath in his grace, then we are forgiven. And there is joy in our hearts. Meditation makes us strong. It makes us strong in knowing who we are. It makes us strong in knowing what God wants to give us, his grace, his forgiveness, and his redeeming love. The psalmist goes on, and we could take this verse. Now, any one of these verses we could spend a lot of time on, but this is just to give you a sample. He says, "Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts." In other words, the psalmist is saying there's a group of people in this world whom you have chosen, and you live especially close to them. It's a relationship that is far more personal than the kind of a relationship that you have, God, with the general populace. Is that right? Does God have a right to have favorites? Well, of course he does. He's the Almighty. And he did have some favorites. And this is found in the third chapter of the book of Numbers. They're the Levites. They were set aside. You can read all about it. Time does not permit us to go into this now. But they were set aside to have a very special personal relationship with God. And he was going to use them and bless them in a particular way. Today I want you to know, friend, that God has a special group. And to get into that group, it's wide open. It's wide open for everybody. They are called the children of God. They are those who have confessed their sins and placed their faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. He invites every single person in this world to come and to be a part of that group. And those who are outside of that group are outside simply because they have rejected God's gracious invitation to receive Jesus Christ. And so when we receive him, then we become a part of his group, the group with whom he works personally, the one he comforts every day like a father comforts his children, that group of people that he continually forgives, that group of people whom he directs in the way that he wants us to go and what he wants us to do, that group of people who don't talk about a higher power, but rather talk about God, who is their Father. That's our Savior. Yeah, the special group is open to every single person who walks on this earth. And it is a mission of the church to proclaim this truth that God wants us all. But only those who are in Christ have come into that special group. The psalmist goes on. You could meditate a long time on that, couldn't you? The personal relationship with God. Now he begins to talk about God, the Creator. He is the Creator of the mountains and the oceans. Listen to this. You formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength. You're the one who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves. This is a part of God's creation that shows how powerful, how almighty he really is. He is the one that we sang about in the opening hymn today. Beautiful Savior, King of creation. Yeah, he's the king. He holds the whole world in his hand, as we're going to conclude today. He is also the God of goodness. You care for the land and the water. You water the land. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide people with grain. And the meadows are covered with flocks. Just take a look at God's creation. Just see, friend, what he has done for us. What a beautiful world in which you and I can live. Where are you spending the summer? On this Sunday, I will be in my home state of Maine. Last week, I was in New Hampshire, teaching at a Bible camp. What a spot. I could get up in the morning and I could look up, not at some of the largest, the highest mountains in the world, to be sure, not even some of the highest in the United States of America, but Mount Washington, the White Mountains. And there we were in the foot of those White Mountains having a Bible camp. Today I hope to get to the Atlantic Ocean and to go to one of my favorite spots called Two Lights, where the water just pushes against the rocks. And if it's a bad day, you can hear the roar of that water for a long time. But here the psalmist says, you still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves. On Monday, I'm going to return to the Midwest. No ocean, no mountain, but oh, those beautiful meadows and that corn that is growing and growing and growing. And I hear what the psalmist says when he cries out, you care for the land and you water it. Oh, it is beautiful. The streams are filled with water that we can drink. And the meadows are covered with flocks. And there you see the cattle. And in the barnyard you see the hogs. And God is going to feed us. Now that's where I am this summer. Where are you? Look around you. Maybe you're not in the mountains. Maybe you're not by the ocean. Maybe you're in some entirely different place. But just remember this, friend. It is that God who has created us and loves us so much. Meditate. Stop and think about what God has really done for you. You know, if we will but do that, then God says, if you'll take some time every day to be alone with me and meditate on what I am telling you in my word, then you will be adequately prepared to face what life is like in a broken world. No, you don't need a course in meditation. Oh, it might help if there's one around. But you can just take your Bible and sit in the rocking chair, like Grandpa did. Not just with a newspaper, but with the Word of God. And say, God, speak to me. I need to hear. Amen.
He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the wind and the rain. In His hands, He's got the wind and the rain. In His hands, He's got the wind and the rain. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got the tiny little baby. In His hands, He's got the tiny little baby. In His hands, He's got the tiny little baby. In His hands, He's got the whole world. In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got you and me, sister. In His hands, He's got everybody.
the whole world in his hands. Oh, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. In his hands.
In his hands.
In his hands.
Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you direct and guide us in your holy word. Sometimes we wonder why we don't grow spiritually. God, help us to understand that today you have answered that question. It might be that we have been so busy, doing even some of some marvelous things, but we didn't take time to sit with you in the rocking chair and just listen to what you were anxious to tell us. To tell us of your grace and how we need it. To tell us of the tasks that you have for us to do. To assure us if we're sick and shut in, that you are really walking with us. And to also bring peace and comfort to those for whom death draws nigh. There is a place prepared for you. Lord, help us to meditate on your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry funded entirely through free will gifts and donations from individuals and congregations. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on his or her birthday or some other occasion. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.